action today.
Committee member Lindsey Graham said today, the senator from South Carolina, that he thinks Obama will go with General McChrystal's recommendation of 30 to 40,000 troops in Afghanistan for a little bit of a surge and won't cut and run. But should he? And for goodness sake, how long does it take this administration to decide? So far, it's been 2 months and counting. How your pant size can decide whether you'll get cancer or not. Free speech and dogfighting. The Supreme Court will weigh in on this one. Wait till you hear the backstory on it, folks. Obama disses the Dalai Lama. Do you know that no president going all the way back to 1991 has said no to receiving the Dalai Lama? You know, I'm not superstitious, but I might be on this one. There's something about karma there. Could it be our problem with the Chinese? Like the fact that they want nothing to do with the Dalai Lama who is protesting their harsh treatments. So, of course, they've got our debt. There is a backstory on that as well. Obama's approval ratings, we'll tell you where they're at, and the daily salute goes to a baseball team who did it in 12 innings. Plus, on this show, the top 10 things David Letterman could do instead of seducing the staff. And we have a top doc joining us in 10 minutes, somebody who deals with swine flu to fill in the blanks. You know how I feel about it. I don't want to roll my sleeve up, but what is the deal with influenza in general? And how about people like myself who say, why do I need this shot anyway? The H1N1 virus, does the traditional flu shot even guard against this thing? Do you need a couple shots? Who should get it and who shouldn't get it? What is in this? How well has it been tested? They're putting the brakes on it, by the way, in Canada. Anyway, we're going to talk with Dr. John Seymour. He is the Associate Program Director, John Hopkins University Sinai Hospital Residency Program for Internal Medicine. That's just a long title, which means he really knows his stuff, and he's coming up in 10 minutes. But first, right from the get-go, speaking of our health, no vote, as was expected. We told you this on our last show from the Senate Finance Committee on health care reform. You know, they were going over, pouring over this $900 billion bill. Well, part of the reason why is because the Congressional Budget Office is saying $900 billion. What are you, crazy? It's going to be like a trillion dollars, which, again, was my fear all along. The cost to you and me and the cost of putting this in action. That means nobody's going to get the same care. Let's be real about it. Thus, the premium all the way down to the bronze, which was proposed, labeling it that way. And also we're going to see cuts in Medicare. So that is going to affect some people. I mean, it just has to. There's no way they're going to be able to pay for it. Plus tax increases. Let's face it. You look at the insurance companies. Do you know that they have profited 350% profit? It's gone up. 350% profit for the insurance companies. They're making the money. We should all be in insurance. And at that, probably health insurance. Anyway, earlier in the day, I happened to catch this on Fox News. He was just a guest, but a senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, summed it up pretty well, I thought, about the public option deal and why this is a killer. And ultimately, what happens when we talk about, besides the public option, making this fair across the board for everybody. What's not fair in healthcare, and why will this reform, the way it's being proposed anyway, not work? Here's what he said.
Well, take a look. Well, compare it to Medicare, which we know right now is going bankrupt, and I see the same thing happening there. You're going to get huge subsidies. What we do know about this Baucus bill is it's going to cost about $1 trillion, and they're going to pay for it by $500 billion in Medicare cuts. And I get concerned for all of those folks who depend on Medicare for their health care. It's going to make it tougher for them. Plus, there's going to be $400 billion of tax increases. So, and I think it's going to threaten people's choices in terms of their own health care. That's what we do know is going to come out with this Baucus bill. Whatever the estimate's going to be, it's going to be close to $1 trillion, and it's going to bankrupt the states because it's forcing so much of the cost of the care on to the states through Medicaid. That's what we're really looking at. So we do need health care reform. We ought to allow people to buy insurance across state lines, get the same tax breaks that the corporations get. We ought to give an incentive for wellness for people who take responsibility for their own health. We ought to be able to take care of all of these abusive lawsuits that are out there. And finally, let small groups band together to get better deals in health care. That's the way you want to reform the system and get the quality up and the cost down.
All right, quality up, cost down. I'm for that. Show us the road, Senator, please. Now, the latest thing that's been discussed, of course, is state-run health plans and coming up with a blueprint there for health insurance plans that would be run by state governments. And one of the big supporters, naturally, of that is the governor in California, because California, you know, is slipping away into the ocean, what with the fires, the debt, and the crazy things that are going on in trying to balance their budget, which they can't do, you know, that tug of war that they're having. They've had to cut state services and all that other sort of stuff to try to get on an even keel. Well, now that's what we're hearing, that there could be this kind of this compromise maybe where you had it run by state governments. And there has been a push for this, right? Now, a lot of people are challenging that idea because they're saying, well, then how about the federal government's role in here? If we're going to expand insurance coverage to millions of Americans, we really need the federal government involved. But instead, what would happen is you would have this network, and this has been discussed before, we've talked about it, you'd have this network of nonprofit health co-ops, and they would get $6 billion of federal money to help to compete with private insurers in a bid to contain the prices. See, this is the deal. Now everybody's grabbing on to the tail of, this is America, capitalism, competition. How can we boost competition in the private market by enacting government-run plans at the state level? Well, states could act by themselves, like California, or with others to get a little bit more leverage, I guess, in the marketplace. And they would have the same rules that have already been in existence for private companies using the National Insurance Exchange, which is what has been talked about, and which is part of what they've mentioned in the Senate Finance Bill. Another option would also allow states to open their workers' employee benefits plans to the general public as well. So I think it's great that the states are stepping forward, or at least some of these governors are and some of these lawmakers are, and trying to take some of the responsibility on this stuff. And why not take a close look at it? It's what I've said before. Erase the state lines for the competition, because I think what happens there, then you can shop around more. And if you can shop around more, that means that costs have to naturally be lowered, because $1 trillion is not going to work. Didn't everybody out there know it was not going to be a $900 billion piece of legislation? Of course it wasn't. We knew Medicare. If you looked at the example of Medicare and when it was working, but if you looked at what it cost, it didn't cost anywhere near what was initially suggested. So hold on, because it's going to be a bumpy ride throughout the rest of this show and throughout the rest of the way when we talk about health care reform. Coming up next, should you get the shot or not when it comes to the H1N1 virus? Stay with us.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
By the way, hi, everybody. Kate Lenny, America. Tonight, the flu vaccinations are off to a slow start, at least according to the CDC. And we're talking about this vaccination against the H1N1 swine flu, if you will. And a lot of the doses aren't out there yet. And we're talking about nasal spray for first patients and all that other sort of stuff. You have states ordering a share of the vaccine, and some people now pretty nervous, especially pregnant women. There have been 28 pregnant women who have died as a result of connection to the swine flu. So very thrilled to have here on America Tonight, because he's hanging late with us, is Dr. John Smarr. And what credentials he has, we talked about this already, but he's a faculty physician at Sinai Hospital of Baltimore. He's the associate program director, John Hopkins University, of course, the Sinai Hospital residency program, internal medicine that I mentioned. And what does he specialize in? Well, among the things, of course, swine flu. Hey, Doc, thanks for hanging late here on ATN.
Hey, not a problem, Kate. Good to be here.
There is a lot of confusion, before we dive into this, about the vaccine. The FDA approves the vaccine. There were companies developing it, and there are a lot of people that call this show, Doc, that are concerned about taking the vaccine. They remember back to the 70s and what happened, and of course, you know, we're in 2009 now, but people that are concerned about taking the vaccine and what could happen to them as a result, should they be concerned about that?
I don't think there's any reason at all to have any concern. I think one thing that's kind of confusing to people is they hear often that there's the new H1N1 that we medically have been trying to call the 2009 H1N1 virus, but has sort of persisted in the media as being called the swine flu, is the fact that we've been hearing about this for months and comparatively less about the seasonal influenza. Yet somehow we already have the seasonal influenza vaccine that's come out, and people have concerns about, well, don't they have to make a brand new vaccine for the H1N1? Does this mean that there's a problem with it being safe? Are they rushing it to production, things like that? And those type of fears, although good questions, are completely unfounded, because it's essentially the same vaccine that we use every year for the seasonal influenza. It's just that if you think about it, maybe use a Lego analogy, they just unplugged the seasonal vaccine and the seasonal virus and plug in the H1N1, and otherwise it's exactly the same. There's nothing terribly special or different about it beyond that.
What is it about the pregnant women? I mentioned that 28 have died as a result. And so, of course, we keep hearing, well, pregnant women should get the shot or the nasal spray or whatever, but they need some protection. What is it, Doc, about who are the people who are most likely to get the H1N1?
Well, that's kind of interesting, and it speaks to really the difference that people are worried about in terms of the H1N1 from 2009 versus the seasonal viruses that are going around. Usually, mostly, the seasonal influenza causes the most problems in two groups of people, the very, very young and the very, very old, people who you could sort of think either haven't developed their immune system yet, or older people, your immune system does tend to decline with age when you get to the more elderly years, and you think that, well, most of the seasonal influenza, doesn't cause as many problems for younger, healthier people. What we've been seeing with the H1N1, this new virus this year, though, is that more of the people who have been getting significantly sick, have needed to go into the hospital, and also who have been dying, have actually sort of disproportionately been younger, healthier people. And so that's a population that we're really concerned about. And then, obviously, as you've mentioned, pregnant women in particular, every year we worry about pregnant women in terms of contracting influenza and making sure that we try to get them vaccinated. But in this particular case, for some reason, we're seeing more fatalities with women who are pregnant who get this infection. And so, obviously, we're doubly concerned about wanting to make sure that we prevent that from happening.
The nasal spray versus the shots, what's the difference? Just what's available?
It's kind of a confusing thing. It used to be a few years ago that all we had for vaccinating people against regular influenza was the shot. And then one of the companies developed the nasal spray, and the difference between the two is that the shot contains sort of killed pieces of the virus. It actually doesn't cause an infection. It's designed to stimulate your body to have an immune system response to it. Whereas the nasal spray works by actually having a live virus inside it that's been changed in the laboratory, so it doesn't actually cause the full influenza illness. And so this has been a new thing that we've been dealing with for the past couple of years, and so for regular seasonal influenza, you've got these two choices. Now, for the new H1N1, it just so happens that in terms of the companies that were able to get their production up in time, that we already sort of have a jump start on getting some of the intranasal version instead of the shots, although I'm sure that the shots will be coming out a few days later. And this is all going to be rolling out, as most people know, over the next week or two. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Doc. Finish up, sure.
Sure. I was just going to say that the goals for who gets it is that the nasal spray has sort of been well studied and is thought to be safe. And in children who are 2 years of age or older, and then for people up to 49 years of age, so there's this target window, whereas the actual intramuscular shot can be given to a broader group of people.
Do you think that we're going to see a wicked flu season? Do you think we're going to see, you know, I don't know, how do you rate the flu season? You look at statistics, obviously. But do you think that we've got a real handle on this, or do you think we're going to have a wild flu season?
I think that there are a lot of questions about how this is going to play out, and there are from a purely scientific arena are looking at this and very interested to see how the epidemiology, meaning is the swine flu virus going to mix in with the regular seasonal viruses and then it sort of peter out? Is it going to be a monstrous flu season? I think the next couple of weeks are really going to tell. What's important and what some people don't realize is that currently, if someone comes in to see their doctor, gets sick right now with influenza, 99% of those people across the entire United States are getting sick with the H1N1 virus. They're not actually getting the seasonal influenza. So it's already a pretty much a whopper of a season in terms of we've been going at a steady pace for the last few weeks. We haven't yet hit a big spike since a few months ago, back when the H1N1 virus first sort of swept across the U.S. And it's really, in a way, kind of a race. And the important thing is that, of course, since 99% of the people who are getting sick are getting the H1N1 virus, we need to make sure that everyone is getting access to the vaccines as soon as possible. And so it's going to be important to see how quickly we can get the vaccines out and how quickly we can get people vaccinated to see if we can head off an even bigger spike in the flu cases as the winter continues to move on.
Yeah, and if you get the regular, I'm going to call it the regular old flu shot, is that,
sure,
would that protect you against the H1N1?
It's not thought that the viruses are different enough that what happens when you get one of these vaccines is it's stimulating your body to make antibodies against the virus. And it's thought that they're different enough that you probably won't get much in the way of cross protection, is the term that we use. So if you get the regular old seasonal shot, it's probably not going to do a whole lot for you to protect you from the H1N1. So it's important definitely to get both. The other message is that we don't know what's going to happen over the coming months with the seasonal influenza viruses. And let's say that if many people get protected against the new H1N1, it's entirely possible that those could spike as well. And so the inverse is true, too, that if you get the H1N1 vaccine only, that it's probably not going to give you much protection against the seasonal influenza. So the bottom line is that it's really important to make sure we get both. But at this point, I think the critical thing is making sure that the right people are getting the H1N1 vaccine as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, so pay attention, pregnant women, certainly. Dr. John Smarr, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'd love to have you back on the show again. Would you come back on with us?
Oh, spectacular. Absolutely, Kate. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. All right, coming up next, odds and ends. We're going to fill in the blank on some big things that are popping across the U.S.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most time there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. Get the tea.com. Log on to getthetea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. Getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Everybody has an opinion about David Letterman, and first of all, whether or not he should have apologized to his wife on the air the way he did. We're going to let you hear that mea culpa in case you missed it. And also, it sort of put the spotlight on office romances, whether or not they should be taboo. You know all the sayings that are out there, dipping the pen in the company inkwell. Some of them I can't even say on the air, but basically, don't go there, Jack, okay? Letterman went there again and again and again, apparently. If we were based in New York, this talk show, that would be all you would hear. Oh, yeah, but then there's that thing in Afghanistan. And what about health care? And what about the swine flu / H1N1 vaccine or nasal spray? That would kind of be mentioned on the side. But it's all Letterman all the time when it comes to the Big Apple. And his show is national, of course, and run across the country, but based in New York. So the New York newspapers are trying to uncover everything they can about who messed around with Letterman and all that other sort of stuff. It also brings to mind Who Cares, although we're going to have some fun with the Letterman deal and give him some suggestions on alternative things he could do rather than messing around in the workplace. This is a quick follow-up. Roman Polanski on this show, a lot of people actually weighed in on Polanski. It was kind of ridiculous how much talk there was other than, I'm not saying on America Tonight, but out of Hollywood, oh, petitions and this guy's getting jacked around. He paid the price. What price did he pay? He went to France. He sodomized a 13-year-old girl and seduced her, drugged her, whatever. And, yeah, now she's 45, but he didn't pay any price. He went to France and did whatever he wanted to do. 30 years ago, he left the U.S. He pled guilty to unlawful sex and then left. So, of course, now he's been nabbed traveling to Switzerland for that film festival, and it's all opinions all the time on Polanski, and it's just sickening to me how many people are sticking up for this guy. I mean, sorry, it is what it is what it is. So now the Swiss Justice Ministry is saying that they're going to fight the director's appeal because Polanski is saying his lawyers are that the arrest warrant used to detain him in Switzerland wasn't valid. And they're saying, oh, yeah, you bet it is. And so they're going to keep pushing that. They're going to push that to try to get that removed so that he can, of course, leave Switzerland. Swiss courts ultimately do have the final say, obviously, on whether that warrant is valid and whether he's going to be granted bail while he fights his extradition to the United States. Because once he comes to the U.S., I think it's all over. Forget about it. He's going to have to do time. And just to rehash, if you have no clue who this guy is, he won an Academy Award for The Pianist. And he pled guilty, like I said, in 77 to having unlawful sex with this 13-year-old girl. Now this woman is 45, really wants this spotlight off her. Did, of course, pay some money to the family. And prosecutors dropped other charges in exchange for the guilty plea so that he would have had to do that much jail time to begin with. But he left before the sentencing because he learned that the judge might not go along with that shorter term. You know, they were trying to figure out the judge what he was going to decide. Was it going to be just a lesser sentence? Was it going to be a slap on the wrist? Or was it going to be a little bit more than they expected? He didn't want to take the risk, so he jumped. And he's been free. I mean, let's face it, he's been living in France this entire time. Now, as I said, he did pay the girl that he had sex with $500,000 to settle a damage claim that she filed against him 12 years later. But he still owed the money plus another $100,000 in interest 3 years after that settlement. And what she was seeking was damages suffered when, you know, he had sex with her. Again, you've got to remember, she was 13. Now, his sister-in-law, Sharon Tate's sister, has come out and said, look, he's a good guy. It was consensual. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry, 13? Yeah, I just can't go there with anyone. 13 is just too bloody young. And in this situation, of course, what was he doing with her anyway? The girl's name is Samantha Geimer, the woman's name Samantha Geimer. And sure, she doesn't want the spotlight on her. She sought the damages, and she's tired of reliving it, I guess, and that whole thing. I mean, you know, he gave her Quaaludes during this so-called photo shoot. And what's interesting here is, you know where they were? They were in the Hollywood Hills in the house of Jack Nicholson. He wasn't there, supposedly, but it was just about Polanski and her. However, she did come forward, and she did make her identity public because she was disturbed by how the case was handled. And she's 45, like I said now. She's got a bunch of kids. And she's saying just toss the case out because she's tired of dealing with it. And she said, I've already dealt with being a victim. And she doesn't want to keep dealing with it. She doesn't want her family to relive it and go over all the unnecessary moments of going through what happened to her and all that other sort of stuff in her mind. And that completely makes sense to me. And you got, you know, the high profile people, like I said before, in Hollywood that are just saying, look, release the guy, the Martin Scorsese's, the Woody Allen's, geez, go figure, Woody Allen, and Pedro Almodovar. I hope I'm saying his name right. You know, he's done a ton of those. He's won a bunch of Academy Awards for a bunch of movies he's done with Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem and stuff. And he has a little bit of pull in Hollywood. And then there's, of course, there are a few other people that are saying, yeah, this is ridiculous. I'm sorry, she was a minor. And it's, once again, the whole privilege thing and Hollywood being completely, completely out of touch with the rest of America. So I hope the Swiss just nail this shut. Just send them back, end of story. And then we can see what happens and where the, you know, let the chips fall where they may for Roman Polanski. And then if I was this Swiss judge, if I was anyone involved in this thing, I would not at all accept the appeal. Sorry, game over, boom, we're done with this. And guess what? We are done with you. All right, this is a big story. And for all of us that are dog lovers, you'll take heart, I guess, in this, or maybe you'll be appalled. But the Supreme Court is voicing some pretty big concerns about free speech. There's a law designed to stop the sale and marketing of videos showing dog fights and other acts of animal cruelty. Like YouTube showed a bunch of them. There was other amateur video that was shown in other places. So the Supremes heard an hour of debate about the intent of this decade-old statute, basically, that says, that supporters say, has done much to stop the spread of profit from the torture and abuse of animals, which is just sickening. So there are people, though, that say the law is too broad, and you'd have to be careful about this. Justice Scalia said it's not up to the government to decide what are people's worst instincts. Ouch. And went on to say one can actually contemplate a lot of other areas where government could say you're appealing to people's worst instincts and therefore movies can't be made showing depictions of animals being abused, for example. So you can see how important this ruling is. He said, like, what about people who like to see human sacrifices? And, of course, a lot of this is pointing to movies. And the specific case before the court dealt with tapes showing pit bull dogs attacking other animals and one another in staged, confrontations on the tapes. I couldn't even watch it. I watched little excerpts of it. You can probably find them, I'm sure, on the internet, on any of the websites. So a federal appeals court basically threw out the conviction of this guy, Robert Stevens, a man from Virginia who sold videos through his Dogs of Velvet and Steel business. That was the name of his business. And according to the court documents, undercover federal agents found he was advertising his tapes, right, in a thing called Sporting Dog Journal. It's an underground, naturally, it's an underground magazine on illegal dog fighting. And so it's huge. And some of the products that he advertised was a thing called Catch Dogs. It had pit bulls chasing wild boars on organized hunts, and a gruesome, I'm saying gruesome, depiction of a pit bull attacking the jaw of a domestic farm pig. So he was charged back in 2004 with violating interstate commerce laws by selling, there's a point to this, follow along, by selling depictions of animal cruelty. Then he was sentenced to 37 months in prison, and then, of course, he appealed. He argued his sentence was longer than what Michael Vick got, who actually ran an illegal dog-fighting ring. You know, it was the first prosecution in the United States to proceed to trial under that 99 law that a lot of people are actually supporting this guy, including, like, the New York Times and other media organizations, who say that the federal law is too broad and it could implicate other things. It could implicate, like, depictions of bullfighting and deer hunting, and, you know, and where do you draw the line in this? Well, it's a bunch of hypotheticals, right? And that's what the justices are doing. And I told you about Scalia and what he talked about. I think they're uncomfortable with allowing the law to be reinstated, which in one way is really sad because then that means other people could market vicious dog fighting videos and, oh, well, too bad, so sad. What do you think? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Throwback to the 80s, a little Joan Jett. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on these airwaves across America and everywhere in between. Show's called America Tonight. If you just buzzed in and say, what's the show about? What are they talking about? We talk about everything. The water cooler buzz, or what we think should be the water cooler buzz, I guess is more appropriate to say, across the land. This one's an obvious one, and you really could look at it in a couple of different ways. When you're talking about the First Amendment, that's the thing. You're talking about the speech deal, and it is a dicey thing. Here's the thing. This is a tough one. This is a tough one for the Supremes. Because how do you say, no problem? I mean, we all have different sensibilities. So if you have these crush videos where you show, animals like rabbits being stomped to death with spiked heels or bare feet. Because guess what? They sell those. Did you know that? Crush videos. I don't get it. I mean, people have some sick appetites out there, but we do live in the land of freedom, to each his own, right? And I'm one of the supporters of, hey, that's the greatness that is America. I might think it's sick and twisted and I don't get it, but I'm not watching it. I'm not paying attention to it. It's your deal. There's something about this animal thing. Either you get it or you don't get it. Either Fido means everything to you or, he's a good pet. But, you know, come see, come saw. And we know people have called the show to talk like that when we brought up Michael Vick. So, as I said in this story, they're going to have a ruling, supposedly, in the next couple of months. And if the law is upheld, it would only be, I didn't realize this, it would only be the second time the Supreme Court, believe it or not, has identified a form of speech underserving of protection by the First Amendment. And you have to go back to the early 80s, right about the time that Joan Jett song hit the airwaves, like 82, 83, and that's when they banned the distribution of child pornography. Remember what that was all about. Now you're talking about the crush videos, as I said, the animals. The cruelty to animals is basically the whole thing here. It has to do with, really, trying to close down a market for animal cruelty. I mean, that's what it's about. You can imagine that the Humane Society is all over this, of course. And not having these videos that are available through underground magazines or whatever of dogs killing, you know, other things. But you have to think about this. The law would also have to forbid pretty much anything with animals across the board. It would have to ban any cockfighting. I mentioned bullfighting. What about shooting deer? Have you ever seen video of someone shooting deer out of a blind or wherever? Have you seen them gutting the deer? Of course you have. So that's the thing. And because it could get very narrow, or is it just too broad? That's the thing. That's part of the argument. Is it just too broad? But how do you dissect this? This animal cruelty thing. I mean, the videos, of course, that's the whole thing. I mean, legalizing those kind of videos? Ugh. So where is the line on this? What is the difference between videos, I guess, and documentary? Well, I think there's a big difference. If somebody is selling, pushing videos, right, with horrific things of dogs doing things to dogs that they're setting up, they're staging, versus a documentary on the horrors of pit bulls, well, that would be a little bit different. Because then I guess you're talking about, and at the heart of it, is animal cruelty. And I remember seeing this movie, a movie that I think has been mentioned called Off the Chain, and a lot of that had, it's awful. I mean, it's a good movie because that's exactly what he was trying to do, but it was called Off the Chain, and you had a lot of hidden camera kind of stuff mixed in with this. So this will be this actually, of all the things that the Supreme Court is ruling on, it could have some big rippling effects in what they decide to do with this. The whole idea of banning depictions of animal cruelty, to me, I think is necessary. I mean, there's got to be a way. And also, too, because you want to be able to prosecute any kind of acts of animal cruelty in court, right? You've got state and you have local laws. I guess that would answer that question versus the feds. You do have state and local laws, which we saw with Michael Vick, of course, of banning or mistreating any kind of domesticated animals or wild animals. So then if you do a federal thing, how far can you push it is the question. You know, that, like I said, that guy got 37, Stevens got 37 months in prison versus the 14 months that Michael Vick got for the illegal dogfighting ring. And his was a video that was just shopped around underground, and he got more time. But that's at the core of this. How far can you take it? How far do you go with this? I say you gotta lay down the law and make it very specific, I guess. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yes, you know how I feel about animals, so we was going to go there because I don't want to end up in the dang-on dungeon again, son. It's cold there. There's no doors. There's no windows. It's a drag.
Yeah, we won't put you there.
I got my own list of top 10 reasons why David Letterman does not want to become president. Reason
Let's
number
10,
he doesn't like acorns.
I get it.
Okay. Reason number 9, he likes the Olympics. Reason number 8, he likes the Special Olympics. Remember when Obama made that little
yes.
funny joke about her?
I do.
Reason number 7 why David Letterman doesn't want to become president is because David Letterman likes to win rating wars. And Robert Gates says, I try to avoid terms like winning and losing.
But I'm bumped. That's a good
but
one.
But I'm bumped, yeah. Number 6, he confuses Michelle with Chewbacca. Ooh.
Number Ooh, that's five, nasty.
Number 5, healthcare will not fund Viagra. Number 4, healthcare will not fund Cialis. Number 3, he doesn't like giving DVDs as gifts.
Ooh.
The number 2 reason why David Letterman does not want to become president is because he likes having sex with interns. The number 1 reason why David Letterman does not want to become president is because he does not like having sex with Larry Sinclair.
Ooh, let's hear some applause across the board. Woo! I wonder how many people get that reference. Hey, Tomas, I have something for you, too. We're up against it, but check this out. If you read anything from the McClatchy service today, which I did, they had this. The U.S. commanders are saying the new rules to avoid civilian casualties rejected repeated calls to unleash artillery rounds that the attackers dug as they dug into the slopes and the tree lines, despite being told that they weren't near the village. That hurt them. They were pinned down. They were low on ammunition. They didn't have any air. And they lost, and this is what a Marine major said through his translator to his Afghan counterpart responding to his appeal for demands for helicopters and 4 U.S. Marines, of course, killed in this particular incident because of the new so-called laws of or rules of engagement to avoid those civilian casualties. And you've talked about this a lot. That's part of the problem in Afghanistan. These guys are hamstrung, man.
And what I said is true about Secretary Robert Gates. He's the Secretary of Defense. He says, I try to avoid terms like winning and losing. You know, that may be a good for like a coach of, you know, 5-year-olds playing, you know, soccer, all right? But listen to what a real general said. But once war is forced upon us, there is no alternative than to apply every available means to bring it to a swift end. War's every objective is victory, not prolonged indecision. In war, there is no substitute for victory. General Douglas MacArthur.
Absolutely. Amen, brother. Thanks for the call. What a note to end on. Just remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we get the chance to criticize and also applaud what people are doing across this great land. You can always reach out and grab that brass ring.
The deadliest weapon in the world is a Marine